This is Impeachment, a daily podcast from WNYC. I'm Brian Lehrer. It's Friday, December 27th. Today we'll have a little fun because we know you, dear Impeachment, a daily podcast listener, have worked hard this year keeping up with all the impeachment news and all its implications. So on the live Brian Lehrer show this morning, we had our annual end of year news quiz to see who was paying attention in 2019. Now, obviously, you can't call in, but hopefully you'll have some fun playing along as I ask these questions, along with none other than the co-host of the podcast Trump Inc., WNYC's Ilya Marritz.
Happy New Year, Brian, a few days early.
Indeed.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, and we're going to see if people were paying attention to the impeachment news, right? Because this is an all-impeachment news section of the news quiz.
Yes, let's do it.
Ilya, who, by the way, they are so ahead of the curve on Trump Inc. that Ilya happened to be in Ukraine at the time that the Ukraine scandal broke. Americans were not talking about Ukraine, but Trump Inc. sent Ilya there to poke around on some of the things that now everybody's talking about. So that was amazing.
The gift of prophecy is, you know, very precious.
All right. Let's see who we were up to. We're going to start with Alan in Brooklyn. Alan, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, Brian. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Ilya, you want to start out?
Sure. So, Alan, my question for you here is, what article in the Constitution lays out impeachment as an option?
What article of the Constitution?
Well, I know the powers are in the Congress, which is in Article 1, but it relates to removal of the president, which is in Article...
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, the presidential powers are in Article 2.
I think it's in Article 3. Article 3 is judiciary.
Executive. What? Sorry.
Article 2 is executive.
Is that what you're guessing?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to give it to you because you corrected yourself in midstream, Article 2. And I guess it was a little bit of a tricky question in just the way that you articulated it, because it's a power of the Congress to remove the president, but it's a power, but it relates to the powers of the president, which are Article 2, Congress is Article 1. So you're right, they happen to put it in Article 2. And Ilya, the bonus question for Alan, who is so good at thinking through his numbers?
Alan, nice job thinking there. This one is a little tougher. Which section of Article 2 describes impeachment as an option?
And I will say that this is by our bonus question rule. So if you get this right, you win the mug. But if you don't get it right, no penalty. You'll still get another question because this is hard.
My recollection is something about Article 2, Section 3.
You were close. Ooh. It was Section 4.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just go on. There you go.
All right.
There you go.
All right. So you ready for the next question, Alan?
All right. This is more than I expected. Go ahead.
All right. President Trump has been impeached and charged with 2 articles of impeachment. Name them. Again, which 2 articles of impeachment have been lodged against President Trump?
All right. I'll preface this by saying they could have listed 1,000 articles of impeachment, but the 2 they listed were Article 1 for abuse of power and Article 2 for obstruction of Congress.
Ding, 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 ding.
No extra credit for the editorializing there on all things they could have impeached him for, in your opinion. But Alan, thank you very much. Hang on, we're going to take your address and send you a Brian Lehrer Show mug. Jim on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Hello from New York, Jim. Happy New Year.
Hi.
All right.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Name 2 of the 6 witnesses who House Republicans wanted to call before the Intelligence Committee and the impeachment probe, but were blocked by the Democratic majority. In other words, the House Republicans keep complaining, we want to call witnesses who they won't allow us to call. It's unfair. There were 6 of those witnesses. We're asking you to name any 2.
Okay. Would 2 of them be Adam Schiff and Joe Biden?
No. I'm gonna move on and say no, because neither of them were actually on that list. We're gonna and I know it's a little bit of a trick question, as it turns out, right, Ilya? In one particular respect,
there is a little tricky aspect to this. This is a tough question.
But we're gonna give Mike in Brooklyn a shot at that one. Mike, hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
I'll give you the question again. It's to name two of the six witnesses who the House Republicans wanted to call before the Intelligence Committee but were blocked by the Democratic majority. I'll give you one hint. Remember, the Intelligence Committee is the one chaired by Adam Schiff. So he...
All right, I'm going to guess John Bolton and Mick. We do that all the time, Mulvaney.
Mike, that is wrong. I'm sorry, because you got your parties flipped. Those were the witnesses who the Democrats wanted to call, and they wouldn't come because the president was blocking them. So, Ilya, we retire this question because two people in a row got it wrong. You want to run the list?
Sure, absolutely. Well, probably the most obscure name on the list might be Devin Archer. And if that name is a mystery to you, well, he was a business partner of Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden, then Vice President Joe Biden, in that natural gas company in Ukraine, Burisma. Then we have Alexandra Chalupa, who was a Democratic consultant who has sort of been a buzzword for a lot of Republicans. Then we have the whistleblower, you know, the whistleblower. The whistleblower's sources, and Nellie Orr, who was a researcher at Fusion GPS.
Right. Those were the six. And the two that we thought people might get pretty easily were Hunter Biden and the whistleblower, because the Republicans repeated those over and over and over again. But that turned out to be a stumper. Sorry. Ade in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ade. Ilya, you get to ask him my favorite question in the entire news quiz.
My favorite, too. Ade, here's the question. Rudy Giuliani's Ukrainian associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, own several companies with some interesting names. Name one of those companies which is fitting given their recent legal trouble.
Either one.
Again,
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Again, we're asking you to name a company that has a sort of fitting name given the legal trouble that Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman are in.
Either one will do. Lev Parnas owns a company and Igor Fruman owns a company, both with hilarious names that you may or may not know.
Oh, it's coming to me. Oh, my God. I should know this.
Three.
Never.
Two, one.
Stumped.
Sorry, Ade. Good try. Struggling so hard. And as soon as somebody says it, maybe Abram and Fairfield, then Ade, you're going to go, oh, of course. Oh, right, of course. Hi, Abram. Happy New Year. You're on WNYC.
Thank you very much. And thank you to Ade because it gave me a minute to think about it. It was fraud guarantee.
That is right. Do you know the other one, just for the record?
No, sorry.
Ilya.
Mafia Rave. And that is the name of a nightclub on the Odessa waterfront.
Oh.
So at least Rave kind of goes with a nightclub. Mafia, we'll see. Let's see, who owned which one again? Do you have those straight? Ilya?
So Mafia Rave belonged to Igor Fruman. He's the one who's kind of more active in the former Soviet Union. Lev Parnas had Florida-based fraud guarantee.
He's the one more active in trying to flee the country right now, according to the court. But that's another story. All right, so you got one right, Abram. And for the marbles, if a Brian Lehrer Show mug is the marbles, what is Rudy Giuliani's current job title?
A personal attorney to the president?
Abram, hang on. We're going to take your address and send you a mug as we move on to Nat in Brooklyn. Hi, Nat. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Ilya, go.
All right. Nat, this year, President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter concerning his work in the country. Can you name the Ukrainian president?
Is it Volodymyr Zelensky?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And,
I'm waiting for the music.
That's one question.
That was correct.
One right. And okay. Go ahead, Ilya. You want to follow up on that?
Okay. So we have a bonus for you here. Can you name the company that Hunter Biden worked for in Ukraine?
I believe it was called Burisma.
Yes.
Where you going, Nat? Hang on.
All right. I'll take it. Thank you.
Take your name and address and send you a mug. And we're going to go on to Katie in Flatbush. Hi, Katie. Happy New Year. Thank you for calling.
Hi there.
Now, we've got what we call a double bonus question on the Burisma front here. So this is a no penalty question that you get to start out with. Even if you get this wrong, you get to go on. But if you get it right, then that's one of your two. And the question is, what kind of company is Burisma? What business are they in?
Oil?
Ooh, that's wrong. It's the big competitor for oil. It's natural gas. As I said, no penalty, because we knew that one was really hard. Ilya, want to go on to the next one?
Sure thing. All right, here's the question. Regarding his call with the Ukrainian president, Donald Trump has been accused of a quid pro quo. What is a quid pro quo?
Asking for a favor, though? getting something in exchange for something that you're requesting?
I'd say that is close enough, and, you know, with extra credit for including the word though. They say Latin for something for something is the original. And, of course, a lot of Democrats were trying to move off that language in the later weeks of the investigation because they were saying quid pro quo, which is a term they use in politics. But, like, people out there, a what? A quid? Crow? A what? And so they started just saying bribery. All right. For the mug, what two things were Donald Trump withholding from Ukraine in exchange for investigations into Hunter Biden? What two things was Trump withholding?
A White House meeting and a pot of millions of dollars of aid. Yay!
Katie and Flatbush paying attention in 2019. Hang on, Katie. We're going to take your address and send you a Brian Lowe Show mug.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
And to you. Cooper in Bed-Stuy. Hi, Cooper. You're on WNYC.
Wow. Hi, Brian. First, just longtime listener. First time able to call through and get through. This is great.
Glad you're on. Really glad you're on. Thanks a lot for listening.
I have some city questions, but let's try with impeachment.
Ilya, what you got for him?
I like this question a lot, too. Here it is. True or false? Before he was elected as the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky was a comedian and television star.
Very true.
You are correct.
And
Can I toss in a bonus?
Oh, sure.
Ooh.
With the bonus rules, is this a no-penalty bonus question?
No penalty bonus. A no-penalty bonus. Because I've watched a lot of this show. And I'm curious whether you have too. What is the name of the show?
I've never watched the show. I don't know the name.
It is Servant of the People, which also became the name of his political party in real life.
Interesting.
Wow.
You've watched the show. What language is it in, Ilya?
I guess it's Ukrainian or Russian or maybe a little bit of both.
And do you speak those or did you watch with subtitles? What were you looking for?
I watched with subtitles and tried to, you know, my mom is Czech, so I have a little bit of Slavic languages. I tried to pick out words here and there, but didn't get very far.
Mm. And did you learn anything about Zelensky that's relevant to what's going on here? Or
it's
just something
he's
about
always,
his character?
He's always described as a comedian, but he's not really hearty har har. He's actually kind of the hapless straight guy who ends up in a lot of wacky situations in the show. It's pretty fun to watch.
Interesting. All right, so that's one right. Cooper, who's the executive branch official who Republicans referred to as, quote, the Democrat star witness? He was referenced in the Intelligence Committee report over 600 times, and the Republicans sarcastically referred to him as the Democrats' star witness.
Oh, man, I don't even know how many times I heard that name. William Taylor?
Oh, sorry, Cooper. I'm so glad you got on. Please call us again, but it wasn't William Taylor. You're kind of on the right track. But Philippe in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Philippe.
Hey, how are you?
Good. And if you heard that question, who was the witness in the impeachment hearings who the Republicans then started to sarcastically refer to as the Democrats' star witness because his name was mentioned 600 times in the Intelligence Committee report?
Oh, man. Is it Bill Taylor?
Oh, that's what the last caller guessed.
Oh,
so
did he say that?
We're gonna let you take one more guess since Bill Taylor was already eliminated.
John Bolton?
Oh, nice try. Thank you very much. They only wish John Bolton was a witness. And the answer was Gordon Sondland, okay, who officially is the ambassador to the EU. All right, we're going to do one more in this section. Linnell in Brooklyn. Hi, Linnell. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
And Ilya, you want to ask her?
Yes. So this is very recent news, Linnell. What local Democrat in the House resigned from the Democratic Party to join the Republicans over impeachment?
Is his last name Drew? Ugh.
So close. That's part of his last name.
Drew Vandrew?
I think the last name qualifies, yes, as a right answer. It's Jeff Vandrew. Very good.
Nice going.
And Ilya, let's see if you can help Linnell win a mug.
Yeah, so Linnell, to win the mug, you have to answer this question. One of the constitutional scholars called by Democrats to testify before the Judiciary Committee got in some trouble for making a joke about one of the president's children. What was the joke? And we'll give you a little leeway if you want to paraphrase it. But do you remember sort of the essence of the joke about one of the president's children?
I know she said something about Barron.
And you got the gender of the law professor right, and you got the president's son right. Can you get the joke?
She said something about his name.
Yes.
That because he named him Barron, doesn't mean he's actually a Barron.
That's right. While the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a Barron. And for that, law professor Pamela Carlin from Stanford got a bunch of pushback for mentioning the name of a minor child in that context, even though other people thought it was just a pointed barb at the president. So, Linnell, thanks a lot. You're going to win a Brian Lehrer Show mug. Hang on, we're going to take your address. And Ilya Meritz, thank you so much, first of all, for all your work on Trump, Inc. this year, and for coming out to play and being our guest quizmaster with all that stuff that you know.
Oh, my God. It was so fun. Thanks, everybody who played.
Earlier in this series, we took phone calls from listeners who proposed articles of impeachment. Now we're inviting calls from listeners who do not think Trump should be removed from office. We'll give you the phone number in a minute. But here's an unusual one, a caller who opposes this impeachment because the charges are too light.
My name's Travis. I'm calling from Colorado. I actually don't think that Trump should be impeached under these articles. I think he's done a lot worse. And I think if you remove him for these things, it shows that everything else he did is okay up to this line. I would like to see him reelected, and then I would also like to see the Democrats take over the Senate and keep the House and hold him responsible for everything that a normal person would be held responsible for.
Thanks, Travis in Colorado. If you are anyone who does not want to see Trump removed from office after being impeached by the House for any reason, call in and tell us why. Leave your voicemail at 844-745-TALK. That's 844-745-8255 or 844-745-TALK, and maybe we'll use yours on the podcast. Impeachment, a daily podcast, is excerpted from my live daily radio show, which we also invite you to listen to. It's The Brian Lehrer Show, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, streaming live then at WNYC.org. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.